This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on. Ed is so old, he calls A&P grocery stores the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. Back to the telethon tapes.
Right now, representing the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, our Senior Vice President of Store Operations, Paul Wintzmuth. Waldron's District Manager, Joe Stout.
Stone.
The Food Emporium Supervisor, Eddie Casso. And Director of Community Relations, Liz Lucadado.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Man, that's totally... Totally funny.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
You know, we'll do one more break of these things, these Jerry tapes, and we'll have to come back to them another day.
Jerry!
Buzz is still standing by with news. We've talked about Marie Osmond and her header. We talked about that with Tom Bergeron today.
Yes.
Buzz, are you going to talk about Heidi Fleiss looking for men whores?
No, I didn't have that.
All right. What about Donald Trump getting a judge show?
I heard about this. Yeah. Like Donald Trump will be the judge?
Yeah, it's a combination of Judge Judy and Dr. Phil.
He's going to help people solve their financial disputes.
Wonderful.
And also something called Vince Vaughn vexes Vanessa's vagina.
Which Vanessa?
Don't know.
I know.
Stay tuned, Mike.
Del Rio?
What about the vagina?
I like to mention her as many times as I can now.
Redgrave. Wow. The one that was the Miss America.
Williams.
Good. I just said the one that was the Miss
America. But I had it. And technically, I had the name.
You had the name.
I wish I had time to battle you in the Vanessas right now, but we have a schedule to keep.
Look at his eyebrows. I'd like to pluck him out when you give me that look.
I think that was like a tie goes to the runner on Vanessa Williams. That
yes, both, you jogged me
we both
by saying the Miss America.
At about the same time.
And I can't think of another Vanessa.
Wasn't one of the Cosby kids named Vanessa?
Vanessa DeMillo.
Who's that?
Isn't that Nick Lachey's girlfriend?
I don't know.
The little hottie that used to be an entertainment reporter?
I think you may be
right. See, but you know what? It almost doesn't count because nobody knows who she is.
And there was a Vanessa Huxtable.
There was?
Yeah, I think there was Rudy's older sister.
Yeah, but that's a character. It's not a real person.
Okay. Oh, and it's Vanessa Williams, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I had Vanessa Williams.
No, I mean, that's the vagina.
Oh, that's the one that Vince Vaughn is violating?
Yes, that's the Vince Vaughn violating Vanessa's vagina.
Interesting.
Okay. Let's get back to the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yes, of course.
I just like getting caught up before we get to the news.
Sure. I know. And then you got busy that when I beat you in the Vanessa game.
That was a tie, Mike. Tie goes to the runner.
That's true.
You sound like Barker.
Here we go.
Tie goes to the runner.
All right, Rob.
Tie goes to the runner on Dancing with the Stars. That's right, Don's busy preparing the next segment of the show. I'm over here just throwing names out, and that's why the tie goes to the runner on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron. That's right, it's me. Let me grab Marie before her big, oversized Osmond head hits the floor on Dancing with the Stars.
All right, what is the next cut, Robbie? Jerry's back for the kill, and he calls Billy Gillum. He then tells the audience they're not excited enough.
Yeah, this kid has really been with the telethon for about 10 years.
Yeah, but in fairness to everybody listening to this, this mistake is a mistake that bothered you.
A nitpicker's mistake.
Yeah, well, no,
this
is
a mistake that bothered you.
What if I came in and called you like Mark?
You know, but it's still, I know, but would anybody even care that he's messing up this guy's
Hold on. Country star?
You get what he's saying. There are enough F-ups, foul-ups,
right.
Bleeps, and blunders.
Granted, but we mustn't let this one escape.
All right. You know, this is why you are such a good Nazi.
Thank you.
Really.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
At least I started out good.
Billy Gillum.
Right now.
Oops, sorry, that was still Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Billy, did you bring us up?
Yeah.
Jerry, Billy.
That's
Jerry, Billy, look
Billy
at this.
Gillum.
Look at this. Roll it.
$39 million, and people go, eh. Let's hear it.
Oh, that's good. That's old Jerry.
Yeah.
We've still got a lot to go. We have a lot of show.
There he goes.
And a lot to go.
He just lost.
And a lot of interesting things.
He was the old Jerry, and then he went right back into being old man Jerry.
Don't you love the tone?
And for the lovely people at home, please spot where your telephone is. So if something along the way touches your heart.
Yes. Somebody, while I'm watching this, point out where my telephone is.
Where is it? What must he be like at home?
Oh, God.
Same good thing. Lord.
Call and make a pledge. Then it will make everything perfect. Perfect.
Save for
Eddie
later.
Man is now in front of the audience.
Oh, perfect.
Well, do you remember we had that guy on that wrote the biography about Jerry?
Right.
They had one meeting over lunch that went really well. And the second meeting, this guy is, you know, committed to writing this book. He called Jerry's act on stage spastic, and now Jerry won't speak to him anymore.
Right, Jerry.
Here's the next one in Rob's incredible notes, his cheat sheet for this. Mm-hmm. Really, it's like a school project. Cut 46. Incidentally, there are, if you're wondering.
Too many for one CD this year.
Over 150 cuts.
Wow.
Thank you.
Jerry, cut 46. Jerry seems bored and insincere.
That's the one I want to hear.
Ed interrupts with the $40 million timpani. Jerry says it makes his heart sore. Jerry makes a disparaging remark about Romanians that makes no sense and closes out by introducing Carrot Top with cue card reading that is consistent.
I do like that. The notes are really, really good this year.
So now let's hear it.
Thank you, Jan. That was so informative and such a nice little break there, a two and a half minute break to hear about people we don't know.
Oh, I've been looking for this number. I've been looking for this. Roll it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, all of you wonderful people along the network and here in Vegas. You make our hearts soar. 40 million. That's good. We got work to do.
Now, did he mean S-O-A-R or S-O-R-E?
I'm going to guess R-E.
Uh-huh. He's sore.
He hurts all over.
They got 40 million, Jerry.
Helping us get there faster and faster. I think someone else that can help us at least to get our mindset. I guess that he's been doing the show for me every time I've asked him. It's hard to tell how old he is. It's like a Romanian. You never know how old they are. They all look 74. I don't know. Why a Romanian? Where did that come from? See? Peter loved that. Okay. Known for his crazy red hair, his original props, and hilariously twisted sense of humor, this energetic comedian is sure to keep you laughing. And you can catch him here in Las Vegas six nights a week at the Luxor Hotel and Casino. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Carrot Top.
Hey,
here she comes.
Looking good.
Yeah, with the plucked eyebrows.
You want to hear a moment of Carrot Top's routine?
Yeah, I would. Please. I'd love to hear that.
Wow, Jerry Lewis. Hey, everybody, happy Labor Day. How we doing?
Hey, I plucked my eyebrows, but I'm on
nice
the roids.
To see you. I made a lot of stuff for you. It's a camera, especially in Vegas. It's so crowded. This way you can get a clean shot with your camera. No one can walk across your lens. People don't seem to care. Am I in your shot? Well, you are. No.
Yeah, I guess Carrot Top won't work on the radio.
Well, it doesn't work on any medium.
All right, now what is the next one here, Robbie? It says $41 million is good.
Right, it is.
Jerry tries to talk and to explain something, but instead he reveals his only flaw is envy.
Oh, this is one of his...
Is this where you think he's comparing himself to Dr. Jonas Salk?
Yeah, this is one of his most rambling, weirdest monologues. This leans surreal.
Also, Jerry reveals that God has a file. He ends the segment by saying, thank you for listening, by which he meant listening.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me, Rob writes, but I could listen to Jerry talk forever.
I feel the same way. I love listening to Jerry.
Like your Hank Kingsley, maybe it's just me.
Yeah, it is. It is. Rob's thoughts.
Yeah, 41. That's good. We still have lots to do and lots to say. And present as much entertainment to you, ladies and gentlemen, as we possibly can. And it is vital
to understand that the entertainment factor isn't timed out like it would be in a theater under normal circumstances. It's timed out here so that it's on the show with information, vital information regarding my kids and what we're doing and how well.
You know, if you didn't know the history of this, you might think that he was a man that had
the disease.
Muscular dystrophy. Yeah. Really, I'm not saying that as a joke.
I know. No.
And I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
You'll beat it, Jerry.
I hate it when you say that. Uh-huh. Don't say that.
And when I mention my kids, I think off the top of my head.
Yeah, we know it's off the top of your head.
I think I am only envious. That's the only negative part of my character, in that I am envious and jealous and wish I could know what Jonas Salk knew when polio was written off the menu of life.
Wow.
Okay, there is pomposity, and then there is pomposity. There is trying to save yourself from a screw-up, and then there is what I believe this was absolutely meditated. This was planned out. He's going to compare himself to the guy that cured polio.
Right. Yeah, he wants to be like Jonas Salk. He wants to cure the disease.
His only flaw is
his
that
envy
he's,
over this great man, Jonas Salk.
Envious of a man that saved so many.
Another great man.
That's his only flaw.
Can you imagine when he starts on this monologue up in the booth where the director is?
Hold the shot.
Throwing his headphones down and throwing his hands in the air and saying, what is he doing?
He is, Jerry is the great rambler.
Oh, the best. Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget the feeling. It was incredible that many children and adults would no longer have to battle that insidious disease that took their lives, their futures, right, and everything else that stuff does to people. And when that cure came, and going from an iron lung.
All right, now, I've not heard this. Let's hear how he swings this back around towards Jerry. Because right now, it's become...
It's kind of a tribute to the curing of polio.
A 100% rave about Dr. Jonas Salk.
Right.
With the aid of 8 or 9 therapists, to having to take a tablet in the morning at breakfast and walk around and do everything they did before they had polio. Well, the disease and what it does to a child has different guises. It comes to us in different forms, different shapes. Yet, what it leaves behind are all the same disabilities and obstacles and negative and frustrations, and then it weaves itself into the family, the healthy children, the healthy parents, and it lies over them in a cloud of despair. We do so much when we help the clinicians in this country come up with an answer to one of the most frustrating and vicious things that God allowed to happen. Whoa. I have to...
Jesus.
Fantastic.
I know what he's trying
That's
to do.
That's a weird curveball, though.
But boy, he takes a millennium.
You know, think about it if you're a kid with MD, a kid with MD.
Right.
Well, Johnny, you just heard. God allowed this to happen to you.
That's right.
But keep in mind, little Johnny, this is the worst thing that God will allow to happen.
The worst thing happened to me right now is Jerry's monologue.
I think that if we pray to him hard enough, he'll look back in his file and he'll see, I shouldn't have done that.
God's file.
I think if you think about...
What?
What this does to the child and the parents and to everyone and everything that he comes in contact with. Lives literally change, become diminished without...
And Rob, is there an end to this? Because he is...
My God, I mean, I know what he's trying to do, but come on.
Yes, yes, there's got to be an end.
It must be here somewhere.
Total full-bore depressions,
Forget it.
Yeah, I'm getting it's moving into the heavy zone.
I think your fault is envy.
Envy.
Mm-hmm. And cabinets. Right. File cabinets.
Any more Ed slurring?
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, this one says, for no good reason, Ed messes up the intro of the IAFF guy.
Now, did you say this year going into this that Ed was actually worse than Jerry?
I think so.
Because Ed's
hey, sir,
great.
Here comes Harold Schaefberger of the fire, you know, the group, the single largest national sponsor. Look at this.
Oh, dear.
Nice intro.
Welcome back, my dear hero, Harold.
All right, hold on a second. We've got to find one to go out on here. Rob says in his notes, this is a massive plate of suck. Jerry talks about Michael Andrew, who will be starring in Jerry's upcoming Broadway musical. Nice self-promotion, Jerry.
Okay.
I thank you for that, and I thank you, Michael, for being here.
It's an honor.
I know you made a long trip, and it was heavy and hectic and nonsense and all that, but I'm glad you're here. I want you ladies and gentlemen to look at this young man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And see talent in the young stage of his life.
The guy's about 40.
He's going to be transformed somewhat in that Michael Andrew will be starring in the Broadway musical of The Nutty Professor. And
you ass, Jerry Lewis.
As I attempt to rip Mel Brooks off.
Again.
We have been working on it, and we'll continue to finish the writing. And we hope...
What about the kids, Jerry?
Of 09, Michael and I will walk on the boards of a Broadway theater, and...
What about the kids that can't walk?
Wait, here's a bulletin here, too. Is Jerry going to be in the musical?
No.
Okay.
No, he's not.
All right, good.
Set the town on fire. We wish him luck. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, fire.
That's right.
We'll be riding wildfire.
I hope Sheryl Crow's okay.
And, you know, because we had him on the show today, safe home, Tom Bergeron. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've got so much more with Mamma Mia.
Oh.
Right, so what that last break was just Jerry bringing the guy out that's going to be in his Broadway show.
In 2009.
Yeah, that's going to be they're going to have to really work hard to get it on only 2 years.
Mm-hmm. One more tape that we'll hear today. We'll come back to this another day. It says, nominee for worst cue card read of the telethon.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Goes to Jerry Lewis for his intro of Jack Jones.
This artist, having received 2 Grammys, produced 50 albums, 17 of which charted billboards, top 20, and consistently selling out world tours. This next performer is still going strong. A dear friend of MDA and the telethon. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, as far as I'm concerned, Jack Jones.
I thought the ABBA read was bad.
Pretty good
compared to that.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah.
Hold on, what is this one?
Great people, great companies. That's a whole other dissertation on the companies and the good people that come here and do this.
Yeah, never mind. On disc number 2, I guess, how many discs do you have for this, though?
Only 2 discs this year.
9.
On disc number 2, it says
Jerry. Wait for the box set.
Jerry again compares himself to Jonas Salk.
Yeah, he likes that.
Jerry then compares himself to John F. Kennedy.
All good.
Then you have Augie, an adult ALS sufferer, who gives the top 10 reasons it's good to have ALS. Rob writes, this is not easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Awkward Crap with Richard Belzer doing a pointless walk-on. Jerry kisses Peter Bogdanovich's ass and calls him a good boy.
Jerry, and Richard Belzer's walk-on is because Jerry was on the show.
He's married himself to Law and Order.
Jerry rambles. And, again, compares himself to Jonas Salk. And then there's an argument with a cranky floor director. Once again, Jerry compares himself to Jonas Salk. $1 more, Jerry, again, Jonas Salk.
Wow.
And then it's sing, sing, sing. You'll never walk alone.
There it is.
Anyway,
we'll finish it up at another time.
Jerry!
And really, there's a lot of comparisons to be drawn between Jerry Lewis and Jonas Salk. You've got a scientist who cured a disease and a guy who talks in a funny voice.
Jerry!
I'm certain that Safeway has this kind of money to move into important places just from the popsicles I buy from them.
They're marvelous.
From them.
You see, I can't have anything with sugar. So I go to a Safeway once, and they had these marvelous popsicles.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. I'm glad you enjoy your popsicles. That Give
is,
money.
That is our private hell.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Wow, Buzz.
Yes.
You got a little gypped on your time tonight. Don't blame me. Blame the kids of MDA for that.
I understand.
We were doing some good, Buzz.
I know.
We'll be right back with some news and some comments.
This is the Don and Mike Show.